dip my toes in the water and see what the
now
sound's
I can
like.
Hear you, bro. Anyway, okay, guys, here we are back at it again.
Back in action.
This is Matty B.
What's up?
I'm Sky. This is The Unpopular Opinion, where we go over controversial topics in casual conversation. All right, guys, I just ate. So there you go. Excuse me. Woo-wee. As usual, we're going to talk about privatizing education today. All right? That's what we're hitting up. But first off, Matt, what are you drinking?
Me? I'm drinking gin and juice. Classic.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually thought that was going to be like a freaking workout drink, dude.
Yeah, you would think so. Dude, but
gin and juice in disguise, bro. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Keeping it.
I've got a Miller Lite, obviously, because Texas forever. You know.
Isn't that like a Milwaukee beer?
Probably is. Light beer, Texas forever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
King of the Hill, you know?
Woo!
Yep.
All right, Bobby.
God dang it, Bobby.
Yeah.
God dang it, Bobby.
So, guys, we have some points here for you, okay? Some interesting points to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think education should be privatized? And go.
No.
No.
I mean, it should be privatized.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, thank you.
So do you think I was thinking about public education, which is also known as government education. So.
Government-funded education?
Yeah, that's. Government makes the curriculum.
I want you to see that.
Yeah, government makes the curriculum, and then they make the tests.
So.
They fund it.
Okay.
And they hire and never fire the teachers.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Since you asked a question earlier, I'm just going to steal it. It's cool. So, what is the difference then? Like, what is the main difference? Is it just government funding? That's it? You know? I mean.
Yeah, and the fact that they have to abide by a specific curriculum. And there's standardized testing. Yeah. And
1984. Okay. So, mm-hmm. following rules.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I meant. That probably didn't really make a lot of sense. Okay. So what I want to know then is why would government ever be better, in any situation? Like, when can public school actually even shine? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I feel like the benefits of public school are, it's easier for lower income families to afford a good education if they live in a good school district,
uh-huh.
right?
Yeah.
So that's a benefit. On the same token, though, a middle class or even upper middle class family that's sending their kid to the school, that same school, could have their test scores potentially brought down by those families. So it's kind of a wash. That's kind of a wash point.
Interesting.
There's more activities in public schools. That's
extracurriculars, right? So, yeah. like that is sports. One thing I would say. You know, they have the ability to do that because mm-hmm. they have the funding, I guess.
Most private schools, you're not going to find big football teams or track teams or whatever.
Yeah, because you go and do that outside of school, right? Separate thing.
Kind of, yeah.
Wouldn't you? I mean, isn't that like the whole select league thing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you go and do that outside of school.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I almost want to say, like, what's the difference, you know?
Exactly. No, you're preaching to the choir. I think there should be sports involved in schools whatsoever.
Yeah.
Colleges or, K through 12.
So?
No, not at all. Not even a little. I think it's a distraction.
I think in college, it's a moneymaker. I think in high school.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Definitely a waste of the money. Because a school could be about the school and only school oriented. That means teaching only. And then be like, we have some affiliates over here that run a football program or run this or that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like when you get an apartment, you get the apartment and they have affiliates with the electrical company and cable company, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those are extracurricular to the apartment.
Right.
Does this make sense?
Yeah.
So I would almost consider that what privatizing would be like, right? I mean, that's what it would be like.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I agree. I think
so. What happens then? Let's pretend in a world where we have privatized education, would it ever push government out of it? Would there ever be a point, do you think, where there would not be government in education?
I don't think there will be a point. I would hope that there would be. I hope that, you know, the government completely dissolves from education, you know, 100%. Because, let's just take a quick example from the automotive world. What certification matters most in the automotive world for a technician?
To be honest with you, I'm not really sure what you're... What do you mean what certification? What's, like the ASCs? Yeah, or, is that what you're talking about?
Exactly.
Well, I know, but that's not what it used to be. Okay, but whenever I got into it, it was not, right?
What was it when you got into it?
Well, I didn't have ASCs at all, dude.
Yeah, so what was it when you got into it?
A freaking associate's degree with an automotive class on it.
Well, okay, you know so, I mean? Yeah, exactly. But for other people to advance, it's standardized tests, right?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But it's the ASC, Automotive Service of Excellence, standards are completely, it's a private test.
Private,
it's
you're right.
It has nothing
right
to do with the
that.
Government.
And now...
And it's a standardized right. test that is throughout the automotive industry.
And now even BMW is following that.
Yes.
So.
Now it's
okay,
going,
I get you.
Going... International companies are, following...
Right, following the line. That, well, because they decided they needed to upgrade or whatever, right?
Yep. So okay. That there's a form of standardization that is not... in the hands of the government that right. is still used by private industry across different brands to associate one's skill level.
Yeah.
If that wow. makes sense. So it's like having an associate's degree from a public education or from a public school versus having an associate's degree from a private school. You can. Okay. You can. Okay. Most people would argue that private institutions offer better degrees too.
I mean, yeah. I mean, if you show somebody like, yeah, I went to this private institution, Harvard or Yale, whatever else, Ivy League. It is Ivy League. I get it. But private institution, they're gonna be like, oh, cool, heck yeah. You know, some of my friends went to a private school that was called Laterno, and I'm not sure it really made it any better necessarily because it's unknown.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
So that's something that matters, you know? But what I would see happening, what if, like, you know, we do this private thing and then companies start buying these private schools. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that could happen, right? Capitalism.
Now, like, what? Larger corporations.
Right? Yeah. So what if, let's pretend Apple, well, that'd be kind of cool, actually. Apple University and, you know,
that'd if people want to do honest, that.
But like, right, it's like you're, yeah.
You can't go to Apple University and go work for Microsoft, though. So, you see what I'm saying? Like, maybe you could.
I don't think, I shouldn't have used Apple as the example.
Well, that's a good example because they're
is,
a huge.
Because they would totally do
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
But I mean, like, you know, Uber.
Or Amazon.
Uber just buys it. Or
what
Amazon
if,
just
what
buys
if Jeff
a school,
Bezos
right?
just bought a bunch of
they
schools.
They bought Whole Foods for some strange reason, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, now they have grocery stores with no cashiers.
Yeah, they do have that. There's a few in Seattle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know they're going there, and it's like Amazon Go or whatever. But
that,
so what I mean is like them not being really associated with the school, just buying it. What so like they're not like, you're going to work for Amazon when you're done. That's not what I mean, right? We just
right.
have the school over here on the side. They own it.
I gotcha.
Like, cool, there you go.
Kind of like how Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post, but they don't really.
No one really knows about it, right?
Yeah.
Unless you look in, you're like, oh,
really
wow,
like
he does own that? That's weird. Didn't know that, right?
I ate that much.
So that's something I could see happening if we actually did it, right? I don't really see too many downsides, but the reason I asked if government would just totally be gone in education, then there might not be a tax for it, right?
Yeah, your property taxes and taxes.
That's what I'm saying is like, so, and that would have to happen for it to work. Because I'm not paying taxes and also paying for my private school. I don't know if I could be able to do that.
Yeah.
There are people that do that now. That's obviously how private school works.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I don't know if I'm one of those people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's pretend I had a $200,000 household. Okay, fine. I can afford to take my kid to private school, most likely.
Now, the thing is, I feel like there would also be scholarships. and there'd still be grants from the government. Like, let's say the school, let's say it's a public school, and then everything just moves to privatization, and it becomes a private school. I'm not necessarily opposed to that school still receiving some government funds, maybe 5% of their total income, and grants that they can use for scholarships or, you know, tuition aid for lower income families mm-hmm. that are still in that district that are used to going to that school, have all their you know, friends and family going to that school.
Yeah.
You know, so, and then there's also academic, and if we wanted to keep sports in schools, sports scholarships people could get at a,
that's a good point.
At a fifth grade that's level.
Good point. It would still be the same type of thing going on, I guess. Just not actually paying
and
for
that
the
would,
actual school.
That would incentivize the student to either excel in a sport or math or whatever else.
Right, because
so that they
be
could keep going
this.
To school. Yeah.
So here's another thing.
And it would incentivize the parents keeping good parents so that they can stay in that school and afford tuition too.
You know what I need? I need a timer. Or like a, you know, I need another clock. You know, another thing is the private school. Whoa. Ah, lost train of thought. All right. Well, so the next question then would be like, what, I don't know. You asked earlier, you're like, what's better? I mean, how is government school really even better then? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we've already talked about some of the things. And I think that now we're at a point where we're like, and how would it be better, you know? Is there anything else they could... Nah, I don't know.
It's just, you have better...
But you said government-funded anything. You're like, how is government-funded anything better than the private sector, right? Now, here's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there some kind of balance we have to have for capitalism? You know what I mean? Is
the
it just
oversight.
A small amount of government regulation on some
of
that
exactly.
stuff, right?
Yeah, you got to have a little bit of oversight, a little bit of, taxation, obviously, but not much.
Wow. All right, well, this has been a solid...
don't have to do much.
This has been a solid, fluid little intro of information. Okay, I love it. I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we're going to take a short break.
Cool.
And we're going to freaking hit it up. Maybe do a little bit more of some lined up points we have of, like, you know, against and for. And, yeah.
Cool.
Enjoy. All right, so what I was going to say, so mm-hmm. now I need to know, like, I mean, do you have, I guess, yeah, we need some points or something, you know?
Yeah. I can whip out the old phone.
Well, I didn't know what you had in mind for your own laying it out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think it should all be privatized.
Well, I know that.
Yeah.
Obviously, dude. But I'm asking these questions, like, I don't know if it's part of the suite. I'm trying to be off the cuff, honestly.
I was going to say, that's what I was trying to be off the cuff. I didn't want to bring a whole bunch of, like, stats, because if we're having a casual conversation,
mm-hmm.
You're not going to come at it with a bunch of fucking pre-prepared stats.
So maybe we can casual conversate the first part, and then the second part, not really a lot of stats, but, like,
yeah,
some more, like, because I'm just asking questions, we're kind of going with it, whatever, right? It's not super streamlined or whatever, it doesn't really matter, it's a conversation, but what do you think? What do you want? What do you want out of me, huh?
I like where it's going.
We did that for like 5 or 6 minutes, so it was like, that's decent. If we have like literally 12 to 15 minute episodes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that what that was, really? Do you know?
Yeah, it's already 9:15.
Well, I know that, but do you know when we started? actually started, you know?
Yes. Hold on.
Based off text message, right?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Dude, always, dude.
Sierra called me like right when we were starting at 8:48.
Right when we were actually starting or right when I was eating?
It was probably 2 minutes before we actually started.
That's good.
So.
Okay, cool.
25 minutes or so.
When we jump back in.
Do you want me to rattle off some stats as to why it's better?
Do you want to...
I have a graph.
You do? You don't have to show the graph, but like, do you want to just jump in? Like, go Matty B style, you know?
I've been going Matty B style. I don't really have that many stats right now. It's
well, that's
more
fine.
Of just
we don't need
a,
much. You know, I'm not sure. Like, I think that we need some basic principles of why it might work for privatizing it.
Mm-hmm.
What was I going to ask? See, earlier I had a good ask had something question, about... dude. Was it like future of it? Dang it. It was like...
Something about private.
No, it was. It was like, what happens when? And I had the question already ready to go, and I just forgot what I was going to ask. Dang it. Because I was going to... Basically, what I'm doing is... I'm actually for it, too. Trust me. But I'm also like, when I ask a question, it's like...
Devil's advocate.
I'm thinking about like... These stupid freaking questions people might... Well, what happens when we do this? There's always an answer for it, you know? Oh! I think I was going to say... Well, earlier you said... I was going to say, like, let's... What about some other things that have gone private and done better? You know?
Yeah.
So we can list off some companies when we first head in, right?
I could go...
We just freaking...
So many companies.
And I say, we're going to list off some companies that have done better private... than the government-funded counterpart.
Yeah. The number one example of that is FedEx.
FedEx?
Hands down.
They're not doing so hot because of Amazon.
Well, okay.
But you can't do that, right?
Yeah.
Compared to the counterpart, government counterpart, USPS, FedEx. What about UPS, dude? You don't want to use UPS?
UPS is okay.
Okay, so
they're mostly... FedEx is global, and they are like
so
everywhere.
What I'm going to do then UPS is what if I say the government counterpart, and you say... The private that fits, right?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Just to make it kind of like fun little thing. Yeah. Or we can just both say ones that are the counterparts. So you're like FedEx. I'm like SpaceX. You're like, boom. I'm like, boom.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just do it like for like six companies, okay?
Okay.
Just real quick. That'd be funny. It'd be kind of cool, whatever.
FedEx and SpaceX.
And then? FedEx, SpaceX. There's got to be more, dude. Is there electrical companies or something that we can do?
Yeah, there's, I mean...
Freaking textiles.
I was going to say, there's like, there's co-ops, there's local co-ops for like electricity, and then there's, I don't know.
TXU?
Mm-hmm.
Would it be one, you think?
I don't know. Is there
government
funded? Other government-provided utilities?
Yeah. Electricity actually is a government, like... The whole electricity idea. So the government actually regulates regions and stuff for electricity that companies can be involved in.
Okay.
And then the government actually does fund like some of the substation. Hmm. They get huge tax write-offs apparently. Jordan was telling me about that because he's an electrical engineer for substations for electricity, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, basically like TXU or Oncor gets huge tax write-offs if they build a new substation for a region. And depending on what region it is, which goes to each state, right? It's weird. It's really weird. He's like, it's super convoluted how the government's involved
that
in electricity,
really
right? For
yeah.
Utilities. Super weird. So, FedEx, SpaceX. Why is this so hard? FedEx, SpaceX.
What other government services are there?
I mean, NASA, but we already have the... Okay, so we have NASA. We have USPS. And what about school?
There you go.
What is a school I can think of? Texas Tech versus... Is Texas Tech state? Or did it be
It's a state-funded school.
Or
I'm
it be
sure.
Texas
so
University.
It's a public school.
Like,
it'd be like SMU versus Texas A&M.
What is SMU?
Southern Methodist University. It's a private school.
A&M is state-funded?
A&M is the first public school in Texas.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't like... Okay, so that's the thing is A&M is actually decent, you know?
A&M is a fantastic school, okay. But they don't get... I don't know how much money they get from the government.
See, that's weird. That's weird. So,
versus tuition.
So University of Texas, like I can literally say University of Texas, right, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Funded by...
Yeah. I mean, the tuition at SMU is literally like four times higher than Texas A&M. Maybe 10 times higher than Texas A&M. Yeah,
what?
It's 10. Yeah,
SMU.
Yeah, the tuition at A&M.
Way smaller school.
Yeah, yeah. Is about, A&M is about $4,500, I think, a year or a semester. And then SMU is about $45,000 a year or a semester. We looked it up when we talked about private.
We did, yeah.
When we talked about
So we need to figure out some
college.
Other stuff, dude. I knew I want to do this. Dang it.
Yeah, there's got to be others. I just can't think right now. I mean, roads. There's just no big companies that provide those alternatives.
It's really all like the local governments that we're thinking of, you know, mm-hmm. or state governments that we're thinking of, which is still like the same thing.
No, that's the thing is, are we talking about privatization from state and local governments, or are we talking about privatization from the federal government? Do we want it? I mean, obviously, education should be as local as possible. Does that mean it should be in the hands of local municipalities and governments, or should it be in the hands of residents?
So also we need to bring that up, and the question I was going to ask was where did it get started? Like, we needed to go to the history of government education, you know?
Yeah,
public school.
It's been around since the founding of the country.
Really?
Yeah, I think the first school in the country was like
no one's batted an eye.
Oh, there have been plenty of eyes batted, but...
Okay, all right, let's get into it.
The thing is...
Hold on.
Even...
I'm going to bring it in and then we're going to...
Okay.
This is a good point.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, let's do it. All right, guys, back from break.
Oh, yeah.
This is The Unpopular Opinion.
Maddie B.
And I'm Sky. Casual conversation over controversial topics. Let's get back into it. Privatizing education. So, I asked Matt, and I'm trying to wrap my head around this idea and everything, but, you know, public school has been around for centuries.
Forever, yeah. In America.
I mean, he said, yeah.
Since, like, the founding of the country.
Okay. And so, my question is, like, what, I mean, we haven't even thought... Have we? I mean, has it ever been a thing? Has there ever been a guy of political stance or whatever go up and say, part of my campaign is, let's make education private?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I mean, is it so unpopular? No one wants
the
to think about
is,
it?
The thing is, like, what government official is going to be like, I want to downsize my power? You know what I mean? Because they want power over education, because then they have power over curriculum and what you learn. And the government really doesn't want to give that up, either party.
Really? It's just weird to me. Why does it matter, you know?
Matters because you can indoctrinate kids to vote your way.
Yeah, there it is. Because you can't give a kid initiative and drive and a personality by teaching him those things.
Yeah.
And so whether or not you teach him stuff, he's not going to be some smart kid that goes off and does amazing things.
Mm-hmm.
You could give him all that info and all the tools, and he wouldn't do it still, right?
Yeah.
That's why I asked that question. But you're right. So instead, they're using it for voting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is a twisted way to think about it, but honestly, it's probably true.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean... To just
who's
I mean,
everyone's like, you gotta look
you a conspiracy theorist,
you gotta look like, at I mean what you know what is the curriculum itself. You have to look at what they're learning or what they're not learning, you know. They're not learning
US history. Cut out some of the Indian stuff. I mean, what is that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that a thing? There was some story about it. Textbooks have changed.
I'm sure.
We're leaving out a bunch of details.
It's a bunch of social studies and
totally taken out
instead of history, which is backwards, in my opinion. I think social studies matters a lot less than history. So I feel like you learn a lot more from looking at the past than you do looking at the present.
Well, I mean, yeah. Yes, of course, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to make the same mistake, but I mean, I don't know. I feel like that's, yeah, I'm not sure.
It's lost on people.
It's lost on people for sure. Like in trading, you always try to record so that you know what you did wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like currently on the stock market. But,
whoa.
Yeah, because of the coronavirus, but.
It's going to bounce back. That.
It will. I'm not worried about it. It's just like
I was gonna say. So many people are freaking out. Buy gold, and I'm freaking out. It's like,
no, you don't have to freak out about it. It's relax. The fact that I have been in this, and it's gonna be the same thing when I'm 50. I've been in this for years, and I didn't see it coming. You know, and that's what you're gonna say, and you're just mm-hmm. like, whatever.
Yeah.
So that's the history part of it, I guess. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple companies that I've got that we've already talked about, FedEx and SpaceX, that are private,
mm-hmm.
and they have a counterpart that is literally the same thing, government funded.
Right.
Right? And you can already see how that turned out. Mm-hmm. SpaceX is not even a freaking old company. It's like a new company. It's a young company.
Yeah, like 15 years old tops? Yeah,
compared to government funded, that's young, right? Yeah.
And compared to NASA.
And now apparently what? NASA's paying them for things?
Yeah, they're taking our astronauts to space. Taking NASA astronauts to space.
Right. That's crazy. We're paying. Like, they're paying SpaceX to do that for them. What is the
point of NASA?
So what is NASA doing, right? And like, I'm not saying NASA, it's not NASA's fault, really, but they're government funded. Government funding is what changes.
Yeah, it should
things,
be a slow
right?
transition to privatization.
Right.
That makes
it should
sense.
Be. That'd be great.
Why hasn't education picked that up? Pick that up at all?
I don't exactly my point. Here's what I'm about to say. So NASA's on a downward slope here. Since we
a graceful downward slope.
Graceful,
though.
Really. It's been slow and steady and amazing, and like
they had a,
you can't even really tell.
NASA's
falling,
been
right?
amazing. I'm a,
it's like
I'm not a fan of the federal government, but NASA's awesome.
It's like one of those falls where no one sees you, and you're like, you get up, and you're like,
no one saw it, and I'm not hurt. Oh,
yeah, you're like, hey, I'm just gonna keep rolling. You know?
Yeah,
that's NASA good. Right now. They're just doing that constantly.
Exactly.
So, education. has been on the downward slope as well, as far as getting the government funding.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Hold on, but they've been pulling back and pulling back, and, you know, budget cuts probably here and there, whatever. Teachers are getting paid nothing.
Mm-mm. No, budget cuts are... But the last budget cut the Department of Education received was during the Reagan administration in, like, the early 80s.
Hold on, what? I thought... So I'm saying that government funding to it has gotten less. This hasn't Mm-mm. happened? It gets exactly the same, or has gotten more?
It's gone exponentially higher.
So education has gotten more government funding, and teachers don't get paid very much at all.
No.
Oh. Okay. Mm. This is news, bro.
Because superintendents get paid. They build big stadiums. They
sports again.
They pay. You know, the head coach of my high school football team got paid more than my school superintendent. Fact.
So that's another thing we need to talk about.
Yeah,
taking out sports, right?
That can be another unpopular opinion: removing sports from
public
from academics, removing them completely from each other.
Yeah, well, when you go to school, you're going to freaking school.
Like, no more Texas A&M football.
And like, yeah,
that's an unpopular opinion right there. No more college football. I am.
You are a graduate.
I am a huge
guy, right.
I'm a huge opponent of collegiate sports. Now, I know there's pros. Don't get me wrong. There's great arguments for it, but I've heard them all, and I'm still against it. So that's an unpopular opinion for another day. But
the unpopular opinion is strong with this one.
I've
so
got some super
that's
unpopular.
That's fine, opinion. Man. You're
Maybe
good.
I'm just wrong about everything. I don't know.
We'll never know, man. Really, we won't.
I won't. That's okay though.
Because they'll never change to these weird, crazy ways. Maybe they will. I don't know. So a few updates before we leave, before we get out. You know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. This has been chill.
Yeah.
But some updates, because we talked about the coronavirus, right? Where
oh
are we at now?
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Where are we at now?
Let's look up some.
China has downgraded, so they're not an emergency state anymore.
Really?
Right? Finally, yes. China themselves. But now, Italy and India and North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Are all claiming more and more cases every day of it, right? It's gaining on them, okay? I guess the good news is that, yes, China is doing okay, A-okay. I still don't think the actual virus and this issue is as big as maybe SARS was, or like just the idea.
Yeah, and who got it SARS has, in the U.S.? Like nobody.
Right, we have done, SARS was like, isn't as big technically, and people-wise, as
mm-hmm.
coronavirus is,
mm-hmm.
but it would do more damage.
Yeah.
Could the A coronavirus, not even that dangerous, last time we read, in our last podcast, it was a respiratory infection that rarely and can, but rarely cause death.
And I can't remember what I was listening to. I think it was Ben Shapiro today, and he brought up a good point of like literally 50% of men in China smoke like cigarettes, like constantly, like chain smoke. So when they get a respiratory illness, the chances of dying are much higher.
Right.
So that's why the death rate is so high for coronavirus, because it's mostly in China and you have a lot of smokers with pre-existing respiratory conditions like emphysema or black lung or whatever else. So
that's a good point. Wow.
Yeah.
And so,
man, maybe the same in Italy. A lot of people smoke in Europe too. So that's just,
well, that's true. Yeah. I mean, you're right. I'm still in the same spot
that America
I
was last quit time. In the '90s.
I don't think it's as big of a deal.
No, you know? I don't think
my
so.
My issue with it is, of course, stock market, but that's not this podcast. That's for my other podcast. So I'll keep that.
You just have to subscribe.
Yeah. Subscribe to everything. What else we got, man? Oh, and I said it wouldn't get political, but it might, and it did.
Oh, it did, yeah.
So I was like, oof, man, that thing.
I just don't get it. I don't get why would they have to make everything political.
Right.
Both sides.
Yeah, so it is what it is. So you've heard our unpopular opinion here first. Privatizing education would probably be the way to go versus government funding, just because of the history we have on other companies, and what we have going on with education right now is not the greatest in the world.
Exactly. We want to be smarter and not happier. Correct.
America used to be number one. We're not anymore. And we haven't been in a while. And I don't know why Siri...
Calm down, Siri. Calm down over there.
Hope you guys didn't hear that. That was really weird. So we will catch you guys later, all right?
All right. Take it easy, guys.
Stay tuned.